Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. It's a tremendous, tremendous schus for me to be able to participate in this amazing, amazing program. And I wanted to address, we have about 20, 25 minutes together. I wanted to address what I think is a very fundamental, fundamental topic. And I, as a Rebbe in Yeshiva, so many Talmidim ask me, why is there such an emphasis on Gemara? Why do we focus so much on Torah Shebaal Peh? There's so many other important areas of Torah to learn, and there certainly are. So why is there such an emphasis in Yeshivas on Gemara? And what is our connectivity to Gemara? How does that all work? So that's what I want to address with you. And I think, again, there are a lot of different approaches to this question. I want to share with you a core idea. But to get started, it's right before Shavuos, and we're celebrating, about to celebrate Kabbalah Satorah. Let's discuss a little bit, just what are the sources, what exactly was given to us at Sinai? How much of Torah was given to us at Sinai? And you have in Chazal different indicators. You have different sources that indicate perhaps different approaches as to how much of Torah Hashem we receive. It's a very famous Gemara, Maseches Chagiga, Davav Amid Beis. And the Gemara tells us, Machlokas Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, exactly what was given to us at Sinai. Rabbi Yishmael tells us, Klalos Nemru B'Sinai, just the Klalim, just the principles were given to us at Sinai. Again, we're talking about the Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Ksav was given to us, but the Klalim of Torah Shebaal Peh were given to us. Upratos, and the details over the course of our sojourn in the Midbar, in the Ohel Moed, that's when we got the details. And Rabbi Akiva says, Klalos Upratos Nemru B'Sinai. We got the Klalim and the details all at Sinai, and then there was a Chazara at Ohel Moed, and then another Chazara in Arvos Moav. So there's already a Machlokas that you find exactly what was given at Sinai. Was it all of the details, or was it just the Pratim? And you have certain, and what was included the Pratim. You have also, again, I'm going to cite three quick sources that would indicate that as well, everything was given at Sinai. Gemara Brachos Daf Hei, Megillah Yud Testament Beis, and Yerushalmi Peah Perek Beis. We'll start with the Gemara Brachos Daf Hei Med Aleph. The Gemara tells us there, we have a drasha on the pasuk. Ve'etna lecha es luchos ha'even, ve'hatorah ve'hamitzvah, asher kasafti lahorosam. So we got at Sinai the luchos, the even, the Torah, the mitzvah, all of these different things. What are these things? Luchos is aseres hadibro, says the Gemara. Torah zem mikra, that's Torah shebichsav, scripture. Mitzvah zu mishnah, we got the mishnayis. Asher kasafti elu nevim uksuvin, lahoros ze talmud, melamed shekulam nitnu lamoshe misinai. From the Gemara brachas, it sounds like we got everything. Mishnayis, all of Tanakh, all of Gemara, everything was given to us at Sinai. This is echoed in the Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Yutes, where the Gemara tells us that Hereyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe Dikduke Torah V'Dikduke Sofrim Uma Shehasofrim Atidim L'Chadesh. Everything, even a shir that you're sitting in over the course of Yontif, over the course of Erev Yontif, all of that was already given over to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. That's the Gemara Megillah Daf Yutes. And then we have the Gemara, the Yushami. And the Yushami says, Mikra, this is a tremendous source, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Agada, Afilu ma shetalmid vasik asid lahoros, Lifnei rabo kvar nemar lamoshe misinai. Everything, Mishnah, Talmud, even what a Talmud Chacham, a Chiddush that he has, Bedor Anu, in our generation, all of that was given at Sinai, and that's the Yushami. It's a very, very radical, radical idea that everything was given. And again, we have this echoed in the famous drasha that Ma'inyan Shemitah Etzla Har Sinai. Why does the Torah mention specifically Shemitah by Har Sinai? To teach us that everything, just like Sinai, just like Shemitah, the Klalim and the Pratim, so to all mitzvos were given, all the details were given at Sinai. Those are sources that indicate we got everything at Sinai. However, you have other sources that might tone it down a little bit. You have, for example, the Shmos Rabbah, Parsha Mem Aleph, Simen Vav, which tells us that all Moshe got at Sinai was the Klalim, Lomdu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. But to think that Moshe got everything, that's a little bit too broad. It's a little bit too much. And in fact, the Sefer HaIkarim, Maimer Gimel, he writes that it's impossible. Just it's impossible. Torah is too vast to assume, as great as Moshe was and as the most amazing teacher Hashem is, it's impossible to assume. So rather, says the Sefer HaYikarim, Al kein nitnu le Moshe b'sina al pi al peh. What did Moshe get? Drachim, a derech halimut, an approach, kolalim klalim, nirmezu batorah b'ksari. Got the methodology, an approach, but every single detail, it's hard to say. That's what the Sefer Yikarim writes. And perhaps we can add to this question that if we assume that everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, so there are certain questions that certainly will emerge. For example, we have four instances in the Chumash where the Torah tells us that Moshe wasn't sure about the halacha. You have the story of the Mekoshesh Eitzim, you have the story of the Mekalel, you have the halachas of Pesach Sheni where the people come to him and say, Lama Nigara, why should we be missing out? And of course, the story of Bnos Slavcha, they beseech Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we too deserve a nachala in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe has to go to Hashem and find out what the answer is. If everything is given to Moshe Rabbeinu, so why does Moshe need to figure this out? Why does he have to go to Hashem to get this information? And in fact, the Gur Aryeh gives us a very, very important yesod. The Gur Aryeh is found in Vayikra, Perek Chav Dalet Yud Dalet. And he says, the Maral writes as follows: V'tema, kevan dekaimalon dekol haTorah nitna mehar Sinai. Since we know the entire Torah was given at Har Sinai, kloloseha upratoseha v'diknukeha. In kain lama lo yada Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom din shiadunosa. How could Moshe Rabbeinu not know some of these halachos? Why did he have to go ahead and seek Hashem out for these halachos if he got everything? That's our question. V'yira lomer. So comes along the Maral, and the Maral explains, Afal gav, shenosan kolosehu uprotoseha v'diktukeha, even though, yeah, he got everything, but not exactly. Dover zen nitnalo al yedei shahaya yachol lilmod, beheke shom mibinyan avu midrosha ma, v'kasher lo yoda lahavin hutzrach lomar lo hadover beferush. What the Maral seems to suggest, and there is certainly, I think this is a very, very fundamental and core idea, is that perhaps what Moshe got is, just to reconcile, what Moshe got was, when the Chazal say got the Pratim, he got all the details, he got all this Mishnayos, Tanakh, everything, perhaps the idea, says the Maral, is he got the fundamental methodology. He got the Yud Gimel Midos. He got the principles through which Kol HaTorah Kula could emerge out of the Torah, out of Chumash, out of Torah Shebaal Peh, out of Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and everything could be derived and emerge therefrom. In other words, he didn't necessarily get every single detail. Certainly he got a Torah Shebichsav. He got a Torah Shebaal Peh. He got Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That's crystal clear. But then he also got the hermeneutical principles, the yesodas that we can go ahead and derive Kol HaTorah Kula therefrom. And in that sense, he got everything, but it was nitan to human development, human using the seichel that Hashem gave us to go ahead and forge and develop Torah. And perhaps this is echoed most prominently and most famously in a beautiful, beautiful Gemara. We're all familiar with it. The Gemara in Maseches Menachos and Daf Chof Tesmid Beis, where the Gemara tells us that when Moshe was going up to receive the Torah, b'shasha ola Moshe l'amara, matzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiyoshe v'kosher ksarim la'osios. Hashem finds Moshe Rabbeinu, he's tying crowns on the letters. And Amar lefanav, and Moshe says to Hashem, ribono shel olam, mi ma'achev al yodecha, why exactly are you doing this? Who is the cause that you're writing these crowns on the letters? Amar lo. And Hashem says back, there's going to be a great man in the future, a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, Akiva ben Yosef Shemo, Sha'asid Litrosh, Kol Kotz Lekotz, Tilim Tilim Shel Halachos. And he's going to derive from every single crown, mounds upon mounds of Halachos. So Moshe says, wow, that's incredible. Amar Lofana, Ribono Shel Olam, Hareyuli, show me this person. This tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham is going to derive so much from the Torah. Hashem says, Moshe, turn around, Chazor L'Acharecha. And he sits at the end. Moshe is now seated. Flash forward, generations forward. He's seated in the back of Rabbi Akiva's shir room. Eight rows back. And Rabbi Akiva is giving shir. And Moshe is in a state of despondency. Because as Rabbi Akiva is giving shir, Moshe doesn't know what's going on. Veloha yodea mahin omrim. Toshash kocho. And Moshe gets depressed. Kevan shigia ledavar echa. When they get a certain point, Atam raises his hand and he says, he's called on and Amar lo Tamida, Rebbe minayin lecha, Rabbi Akiva, where do we learn this from? What's the source for this halacha? And Amar lahem. And Rabbi Akiva answers, halacha la Moshe misinai and nisyashva daita. He says, halacha Moshe misinai, and all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu, his despondency, his depression is cured and he's good. So, striking. Moshe's sitting in shir and he doesn't chop Rabbi Akiva's shir. What's going on? How's that possible? If Moshe got everything, then how could he not understand what was going on in Rabbi Akiva's shir? On the other hand, once the answer to the question is revealed, oh, the source is halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, all of a sudden Moshe's good. What changed? And if it was halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, how could Moshe Rabbeinu not have known it, not have understood it? What exactly is going on over here? So I think the idea is exactly what we've been trying to say, is yes, everything, all of Torah's Hashem is halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai in a certain sense. Moshe Rabbeinu was given at Sinai the Torah Shebichsav. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the principles of deriving Torah Shebaal Peh. All of the principles. But now it becomes on us, on the Chachmei HaMesorah, to go ahead and develop, to expand, to, so to speak, create the Torah. And that is unbelievably empowering. So Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there, he doesn't understand because perhaps, yeah, he got the klalim, but how those are applied, that's every generation. Shmuel bedoro, ki yiftach bedoro, ki shmuel bedoro, every generation, Tamil Chachamim, using that methodology, go ahead and expand and develop. And then what emerges is we have an expansion of Torah in a tremendous, tremendous way. And then everything is rooted back in Torah's Moshe. It's all rooted in Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, but there's a creative force in the Torah. And again, this is perhaps also very, very well and beautifully echoed in the very famous Gemara above Metzia Daf Nun Tesmet Beis, the famous Gemara of Tanur, Tanuro Shel Achnoi, where the Gemara there, of course, tells us a very fundamental machlokas about a technical Tumah and Tahara issue between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. And arguing back and forth, and Rabbi Eliezer answered every single kasha that was raised. Heishe Rabbi Elazar called Shuvah Sheba Olam Velo Kiblu Emenu. Nevertheless, they paskened against Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Im halacha kamosi charo ze yochiach. Let the carob tree prove it. And the carob tree is uprooted and flies 100 amos. And they say, we don't bring rias from a charob tree, from a carob tree. And the Gemara tells us further, Rabbi Eliezer says, if I'm correct, let the water of the Emas Hamayim prove it. And the water in the channel starts flowing upstream. And we don't bring rias from Emas Hamayim. Im halacha kamosi, let the kosei beis hamedrash prove it. And the Gemara says that the kosei beis hamedrash started to topple. These are miracles that seem to indicate Rabbi Eliezer was right. And finally, if I'm correct, says Rabbi Eliezer, a baskel comes down and says, V'amru, malachem eitzel Rabbi Eliezer. What are you hacking Rabbi Eliezer for? Shalacha kamosu b'chol makom. And Amar Rabbi Yeshua al Raglav, Rabbi Yeshua stands up and he says, Lo bashamayini. The Torah is not upstairs. Ein mashgichin bebasko. The Torah is ours. Torah Shebaal Peh is ours. Achrei Rabim lahatos. And even if Rabbi Eliezer klape shmaya, he had every raya in the world klape shmaya, the miracles were proving that perhaps klape shmaya, he was correct. But comes the Torah is here. The Torah is ours. The Torah is not upstairs. It's lo bashamayim hi, and it's ours. And then the Gemara famously concludes that that they asked, Ashkechei Rav Ninosan le'Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi was lurking. So Rav Ninosan asked him, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? What was Hashem doing during this whole machlokas? And Hashem is laughing. And he says, Amar Pichayich. He was laughing. He was smiling. And saying, Nitzchuni Banai. Nitzchuni Banai. Wow, that's so incredible. Because what the Gemara is telling us is that the Torah is ours. Yes, Torah Shebichsav was given at Sinai. And the principles were given at Sinai. And if I could just draw a mashal, perhaps just like in the physical world, just like in the world of Gashmius, Hashem did not create a complete world. Hashem created a world of raw materials. He created a world of minerals, and of trees and of raw materials. He did not build skyscrapers. He did not build cars. He did not build computer chips. He built a world of raw materials. And then he tells us, Pruvu umilu es haaretz v'kivshua. Now you run with it. Bring it. Build it. Make it incredible. That's how Hashem ran the physical world, and perhaps as an analog to the spiritual world as well, same core idea, is that Hashem tells us, I'm giving you the raw materials. The raw materials are the Torah Shebichtav, the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and the core klolin that you're supposed to use, al-pichach me-ha-mesorah, to go ahead and develop. But now it's yours. And now you create, you develop, you expand. And in fact, the Gemara says in Masechus Gittin Daf Samech, so Machlokas, what's larger, Torah Shebal Peh or Torah Shebichtav? What's Rove of Torah? Is it Torah Shebal Peh or Torah Shebichtav? If you ask me, simple question, simple answer. I look at my bookshelf, there's a certain number of books, a very finite Sifrei Tanakh, that's it. When you look at Torah Shebal Peh, it's so much greater. Yet the Gemara has a tzad to say Torah Shebichtav is larger. Why? Because everything ultimately emerges from Torah Shebichtav. Rashi explains there what's the tzad to say Torah Shebichtav is greater, because you have all of the principles of derivation, Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah addresses Pehen, and all of that emerges. From that emerges the Torah Shebal Peh. But the Torah Shebal Peh is really large in Torah Shebichtav. What emerges, therefore, is, as the title of this shiur, is the empowering force of the study of Torah Shebal Peh. Because ultimately, Torah Shebal Peh is our ability to create, our ability to makadesh, our ability to become, as they like to say, partners in Torah Hashem. Just like Hashem gave us the mission of taking his physical world and Vikiv Shua, in a certain sense, we have the same exact mission, Lo Bashamayim Hi. But that's, you see, when it comes to Torah Shebichtav, Tanakh, so that's finite. That is, if you will, that's Bashamayim Hi. There, that is Torah Hashem. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin tells us on Lamed Daf Lamed Beis that Harav Shemochal Al Kvodo Kvodo Mochel. He's allowed to be Mochel on his kavod. Why is he allowed to be Mochel on his kavod? After all, the Gemara says it's not his kavod is the kavod HaTorah. So why can he be Mochel on his kavod? That's Hashem's kavod. That's the kavod HaTorah. How could he be Mochel on his kavod? And the Gemara says, because once he's engaged in Talmud Torah, it becomes Torah delay. It's his Torah. It's his Torah because he's a partner in that process of Torah. And he has the ability to go ahead and expand, be machadesh. That is the power, the ultimate power of Torah Shebal Peh. And what I wanted to close with is a very, very gorgeous, beautiful, powerful message that the Beis HaLevi has for us. It's a very famous Beis HaLevi, but it's something that speaks to me in a very, very profound way. And the Beis HaLevi writes, this is found in the Drosh Yurches. And he writes over here that when it comes to this Torah Shebichtav and this Torah Shebal Peh, when it comes to Torah Shebichtav, he says there's two inyanim. That Klal Yisrael have to learn Torah Shebichtav, we have to learn Torah Shebal Peh, but there was something tremendously empowering that emerged when we got Torah Shebal Peh. And he writes as follows. He says, when we learn Torah Shebichtav is not ours. It's Hashem's Torah. Hashem wrote every single word, and it's Hashem's Torah, and we learn it. And when we learn Torah Shebichtav, it's as if we are like Bibchinat kli shemunach bo haTorah kmo aron kodesh shemunach bo haSefer Torah. When we learn Torah Hashem, we are taking His Torah and learning it. We are holding His Torah and studying it. We are like an aron kodesh, where you take the Sefer Torah, you put it in the aron kodesh. There's a separation between the Torah and the aron kodesh, and the Torah has a status of the aron kodesh has a status of tashmishei kedusha. It's very kadosh, but there's a separation. But once we got the Torah Shebal Peh, the Nisan Lama Torah Shebal Peh, Nimsa, turns out, the Yisrael Hein Bibchinas Klaf Shel Torah Shebal Peh. Now we're no longer the Aron Kodesh, where there's a separation between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebal Peh. Now we elevate to a status of Klaf. Wow. We are the Torah. As the Pasuk says, Kosvam Aluach Libecha. They are bound to our heart. They are engraved in our heart. Kemo shachas shel sefer Torah, hu etzem hakedusha, velo tashmish. An Aron Kodesh is Tashmishe Kedusha. There's separation. A klaf is Etzem HaKedusha. V'aksav shekosvo shneim b'yachad heim sofer Torah. The klaf and the letters is the Sefer Torah. The Torah Shabbat Peh and Klal Yisrael are one. Are kulo, that's what it means when HaTorah v'Yisrael kula chadu. And this is the unique province of Torah Shabbat Peh, because it's ours. It's Torah delay. It becomes us, and we are part of that creative force. In that sense, going back to the beginning, what is perhaps the unifying vision? When Klal Yisrael, when we're told in those sources that everything was given to us, to Moshe Rabbeinu, everything was given. The Mishnayos, the Talmud, the Tanakh. Yeah, but how did Moshe not know certain things? How could he sit in Rabbi Akiva's classroom and not fully understand? So the answer is, yes, everything was given, but as a way, it's there. It's all there, embedded, but it's for us to draw out. It's for us to use our creative energies, and that is perhaps the Ratzon Hashem. That's the power of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's a tremendous, tremendous schus we have in partnering, if you will, with Hashem in the creation, not only in the physical world, but alachas kama v'kama in the spiritual world, lo bashamayimi. And that is a unique, unique province. So we should all be zoche to learn Torah, to learn His Torah, but perhaps even more important and more empowering and more uplifting, to learn our Torah, because our Torah is His Torah. Nitzchuni banai lo bashamayimi. When we learn Torah, and we learn Torah Shabbat Peh, and we're Mechadesh, using those principles. Within that methodology, we have the ability to go ahead and be Hashem's partners. It's Torah delay. That's what allows us, Ha'av Shemachal Al Kvodo Kvodo Machal. And that's exactly the Ratzon Hashem, as Hashem laughs smilingly as we go ahead and have this creative force of Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai. Have a wonderful, wonderful Yontif. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and maybe we all be zoche to lift ourselves up in connecting to Torah Hashem, and thereby connecting to the Ribon Sha'olam in becoming bigger and bigger Talmidei Chachamim.
Thank you, Rav Isaacson, for his time and for sharing the special words of Torah.